cedar woodland on the edge of the field. Megan and Emily are walking through woodland at the inner boundary of the field. We hear grass and twigs and leaves underfoot. Perhaps we can just about hear the electrical hum of the invisible wall. We hear an object hit the wall and bounce back. The sound of the object repelling is a strange mix of static and electric vibration.
Oh, try it again.
Another object is thrown. It makes a similar, if not identical, sound to the first. This time it bounces wildly off path and hits a nearby tree.
Ooh, did you see that?
So the harder you throw, the more it bounces off.
Let me try this rock.
That's way too big.
All in the name of science, right?
Well, these aren't ideal conditions for a serious scientific experiment. We'd need loads of other things to set it up properly.
Well, yeah, whatever. I can make up my own rules right here. Stand back.
A huge rock is thrown at the field. It repels and hits the ground.
Oh man, another fail.
Nothing's going through that thing.
So, what have we tried so far? A stick, some small stones, a massive stone.
My cornetto.
Yeah, sorry about that.
An old tennis ball.
Do you think anything would get through?
I don't think so.
What is it, do you think?
It looks like some kind of electrical field.
Do you think it's aliens?
Do you think it's aliens?
Yeah. No. Well, no, think about it. But what if we're being observed?
Like in a giant test tube or something?
Maybe. It goes all the way up and over like a dome, right?
Yeah, I don't think we've seen any planes or helicopters since it happened.
We should try and walk through it.
Are you for real?
Why not? Jenny Watkins' dad tried driving his Jeep through it up on Clothing Pass, and he's okay. It just burned the engine out. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
You could die?
Well, that's pretty dark, then.
I think we should stick to throwing objects. Look, there's a shoe over here. Maybe we could try...
Seriously, you were so dramatic.
Meg!
What?
Come here.
What?
There's a person.
A person?
Or, I mean, part of a person.
What the hell are you talking about? Oh my god.
I think I might puke.
That's like half a person.
That's what I said!
Do you think he got chopped in half by the force field?
Oh no.
It's kind of cool.
Meg.
What? I've never seen dismembered legs before.
You're so twisted.
There's something on the floor.
Where?
Here, look. It's a card. I think. Oh, no, wait. It's... What do you call them? Like a staff pass.
Ooh, it's got the Synergy logo on it. Michael Duncan, Wireless Communications Researcher.
Oh, poor Mike.
We need to tell someone about this.
Yeah. Like, we should tell his other half.
Oh my gosh, you didn't just say that.
What?
I worry about you sometimes.
Oh, seriously though, what was he trying to do all the way out here?
I don't know. And honestly, I don't really want to know. Can we just leave it to the adults, please?
Oh, okay, yeah, come on. I owe you a cornetto.